What's up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or you love Ernest, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. Yes, I've been giving y'all some treats, multiple episodes a week, but nah, I got another track review. This one, I really felt compelled to do it because I wanted to, and I'm feeling good today. So, I am doing a track review for the new Future song, Metro Boomin and Future song featuring Kendrick Lamar, Like That. Now, number one, the reason why I figured I'd do it because I heard the diss that Kendrick, or the supposed diss, right? That Kendrick, on his verse on the song Like That, that was aimed at Drake and J. Cole. Now, people are gonna be, you said it's supposed, how is it not supposed? I'm only saying that because no names were shared, but I understand why everyone assumes, because until we get a confirmation or whatever the case is, but everyone assumes it's them two being dissed. Nonetheless, it was a good diss. Let me just get that out the way. But I figured this might be one of the only times you're going to hear me review a Future and Metro Boomin track or anything related to them on this podcast in general, so I might as well take this opportunity to feed those fans and get the views. But if you're a fan of them and you've ever wondered why I've never reviewed a Future, I think I have, and I don't think it was a positive review, but nonetheless, again, he's not my guy, you know what I'm saying? He's not someone that I'm a fan of personally, he being Future. He wasn't bad on this song, though. I was honestly thinking, I'm going to get a pretty, for lack of better wording, or at least excuse my language, but a pretty shitty Future verse. And then I'm going to have to wait, you know, specific time to hear Kendrick go off. But it wasn't. Now, he wasn't like crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard Future be better. And on Twitter the other day, I was saying Future is one of those rappers who can actually rap, but he just chooses not to within his music, or at least the stuff I've heard. Now, there have been people who tried to argue me down that he didn't fall off, or he didn't not try to, you know, be the lyrical guy that he can be. Or I've had people come to me and say, oh, that old Future that you're talking about, the dude that was rapping, he's back, and you need to listen to his music. I honestly dismissed everybody. I dismissed both those Future fans. But if it's looking like it's true, where Future is actually, you know, saying, nah, I'm not doing that sing-songy BS, I'm not doing that, you know, the stuff that I don't like from him to do, that's what he's doing, then yes, okay, you might hear some Future reviews in the future. That was not planned at all, but that was freestyled. But in all seriousness, you might hear some Future reviews from me in the future on this podcast. So wherever you listen to this, subscribe. But he wasn't bad. He was not bad on this thing, okay? Metro Boomin is not one of my favorite producers, but I don't think he's necessarily a terrible producer. This beat right here, or this sample, let me put it this way, was one of his best flips I've ever heard to date. Now, if there's some other, you know, samples and flips, you know, and, you know, production that you're like, this one is better, that one is better, this song is better, that song is better, by all means, feel free to recommend them to me. And I'm not going to do a track review on them, especially if they're songs that came out before 2024. But I will listen to them, and then, you know, wherever you contact me, whether Twitter or Instagram, or if you find me elsewhere, I will tell you my opinion there. I won't do a full-fledged episode here, but there. But if that's something that you want, then I'm just going to boot up the Patreon and have y'all pay for that. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, you know, someone said this on Twitter, and I totally agree. I totally agree, because as I was listening to this, or just even before listening to this song, I was like, man, I hope this is not a situation to where Kendrick just goes off and he disses these guys. Now, y'all know I love J. Cole. Y'all know I don't care about Drake. But whether two rappers who I am a fan of, and Kendrick is one of them, if they're beefing, they're beefing. It is what it is. It's part of the sport. At least as long as it doesn't get bloody, which it tends to do, but as long as it doesn't get bloody, I'm like, I'm here for it. That's just the type of rap fan that I am. You don't have to like it. It is what it is. Pete Rock and Common got a collab project coming soon, and I'm going to review that. So if you want hip hop that isn't about beef and just two great rappers coming together and make something beautiful, go ahead and listen to that project when it come out, and then obviously listen to that review when it comes out on here again, the My Two Cents podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast. But as far as what I was getting into before, shout out to JWAP6, I believe, my guy on Twitter, he made this point about Kendrick. I'm paraphrasing, but he pretty much said, hey, listen, like, I'm a fan of Kendrick, and, you know, I'm good. I like that he's coming out, and, you know, he pretty much revived the feeling of hip-hop, or this competitive spirit of hip-hop that's been missing for quite some time now. But I don't want it to be a situation where if Drake and J. Cole respond within a week, Kendrick is radio silent for a year. Because all he's been doing lately, aside from the last album, obviously, he put out, which was, I guess, what, 2 years ago now, at this point, I believe, he's been just in the studio with Baby Keem, his cousin, and I'm not a fan of Baby Keem. I've said that on here. I'm not a fan of his music. I don't care who he's related to. That does not mean because I'm a fan of his cousin, I gotta be a fan of him. That's like saying, if you're a fan of Jordan, you gotta be a fan of Marcus Jordan. You know what I'm saying? If you're a fan of Michael Jordan, you gotta be a fan of Marcus Jordan. Yeah. If you know, you know. But if you, that's the route you wanna take, that's the route you wanna take. But I ain't taking that route with you. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm gonna say. But, you know, I'm not a fan of Baby Keem and then Kendrick Lamar. The stuff that I've heard him and Keem do over the years was not good. So it was just like, I'm not listening to this. I'm not. Whenever I saw a song or whatever the case that had them two on it, I'm like, I know this is not going to be something. Or I have a strong feeling. Let me put it that way. I have a strong feeling that I'm not going to like this. I want to say, a good percentage of the time, I can't even put a number on it, but a good percentage of the time when I did give that track a listen, I didn't like it. I didn't like it from Baby Keem's standpoint. I didn't like it from Kendrick's standpoint. I didn't like whoever produced it. I didn't like the song, period. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about this track here. And like I said, I thought it was, aside from Kendrick's, even Kendrick's verse, which everyone is talking about, I still think all the future heads out there, you know, people who listen to that, you know, his music, you should give that boy props. That man some props. I don't mean to call him a boy. That's my fault. You know what I'm saying? You should give that man his props. He did his thing on here, going against a giant. And when I say going against a giant, meaning that he was on the same track with Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm saying? Not going against like they was dissing each other, but going, you know, side by side, let me put it that way, with a giant like Kendrick Lamar, I think he held his own for the most part. Was he better than Kendrick? Absolutely not. But he was no slouch. He held his own. It was a whole lot better than collabs I've heard in the past with Kendrick and Future, because this isn't the first time they did music together, you know? And then Metro Boomin, like I said, I really do love the sample flip, the beat, just everything about the production about this song. Aside from Kendrick's verse, I'd say the second best thing about this song was Metro Boomin. So, those are my quick thoughts about the track Like That. If you want to know, well, you already know my thoughts, but if you want to share your thoughts and you know how you feel about it, and you're not going to repeat what someone else said, you know, you can reference what other people are saying like I did, but make up your own opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to obviously go to trusted sources, or, you know, go to other people's opinions or see other people's opinions and say, yeah, I agree with that, and I want to make that a part of how I feel, you know. But don't make it your total, don't be a parrot and parrot every single thing they say and then try to push it off as your own opinion. just leave it as I agree. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's just my quick thoughts about it. If you want to share your quick thoughts, you know what to do. Or I should still remind you, because that's the creator in me telling me to remind y'all. Voice message. You can leave a voice message by hitting the link, one of the links in the description box below. It will tell you which link it is. You can also just find me on Instagram, which can also be found in the description box below, and let me know that way. Check out the other links down there as well. And until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Happy Friday, and take care.